You are listening to the Wannabe Canadian Podcast with your host, Cy Rainer.
So as long as I can remember, I've done these things with my dad where, like, either I lock him out of the house, or he gets pissed off at me because I threw a snowball at him, he locks me out of the house, or in the car, or whatever. Right? So, we live in this house. It's like three apartments, and it's like a house that's been divided into apartments, and there's a stairwell, and yeah. So, yeah. The thermometer reads 10 degrees, and it's snowing really hard, and school will be canceled tomorrow. My dad's wearing a sweater, and, you know, just casually taking the recycling out, messing around on the computer, listening to music, whatever, it's a normal evening. So he's taking the recycling out, he locked himself out, I go down, I let him in, la 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 la. So then he's going down, and he's doing another round of recycling, and I follow him out of the door, and I shut the door, and it's been locked, and so he shot down the stairway to my dad. We're locked out! He says, shh, we're in the hallway! And when he comes back up, his sweater is covered in snow and his cheeks are red. And I say, we're locked out. And he says, open the door. And I say, I don't have the keys. And he says, you're messing around with me, open the door. I say, I don't have the keys. He says, this isn't funny. I say, I don't have the keys. He says, open the door. I say, I don't have the keys. He says, no computer for a week. I don't have the keys. Open the door now, Cypress. I don't have the keys. And I'm starting to cry. Finally, he's like, you really don't have the keys, do you? And I say, no, I don't have the keys. He gets all pissed off and, like, really cold. And he just is like, well, then we'll just have to wait for your mom to come home then. It's 6, and she doesn't get home till 8, and then he says, well, at least we have laundry to do in the basement. And he huffs away, and he leaves me, like, crying on the stairs, because I'd been really stupid and not brought the keys out, and then he'd yell at me, and you know what? It's really stupid, because he just locked himself out of the house, like, 10 minutes ago, and, like, do you really think I meant to do this? Yeah. So, whatever. So, finally, I go down, and I'm like, I'm sorry. And he's like, oh, it's all very inconvenient. You know, I was gonna check my email. I was gonna make some movies to put on YouTube. I'm a very busy man. La, 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 la. And so, finally, you know, he decides to walk to the landlord's house to get a set of keys to get into the house. And so, I give him my sweater and my jacket. And he looks really funny, because he's wearing my clothes, and they're way too small for him. So he gets on my bike, because his bike doesn't have any brakes, and it's already dangerous enough to be riding in the snow, and he rides over to the landlord's house. And then the landlord drives him home, and the landlord doesn't understand how we got locked out of the house without coats on, which is actually a very good question. But, yeah. So, we get back in the house, and my dad can check his email, some more movies for YouTube, but he's still in a crappy mood, because the whole episode had been extremely inconvenient for everyone involved.
And you stand here into your house, and none of us knows how to write. Bleeding. sleeping tight makes me wonder, how it's like when I'm with you. And I want you.
Song was by Tender Forever. It was called The Magic of Crashing Stars. They're my favorite band. You can find a link to their website on my website. wannabecanadian.podomatic.com. Also, you could email me at wannabecanadianpodcast@yahoo.com. Okay, that's about it.